Hello, my loves. Welcome to Bedtime Stories. I have been playing around with writing about feminine dominance lately, and it's gotten a little challenging at times because it's pushing an edge, like it does, like writing in general does, at least for me. But it's been fun, real talk. And I am really happy to take you on the ride with me. So, let's get into the story. There's something I want to ask you for that feels kind of hard, I said to him after we were one cocktail in at our favorite bar with another round on the way. Yeah, what's that? He replied, finishing the last of his old fashioned. You know how in therapy I've been working on speaking up and asking for what I need more? I asked, focusing more on the melting ice cube in my tumbler than his eyes. He nodded, his gaze pinned to the side of my face, making my cheeks flush and thoughts race with wanting to change the subject and forget I brought any of this up. This particular ask made me squirm. Here you are, the server arrived, placing our next round on the table. Anything else I can get for you? Nope. He and I said in unison, and then watched her walk to the next table. Okay, so I want to set up a container, a situation, or something where I dom you into doing things to me, things that would be pleasurable. I mean, obviously, I laughed. I had never blatantly asked for someone to give me pleasure on my explicit terms. Sex was either a give and take in my experience or something I did for the other person. Rarely did I let myself sit back and enjoy it, not even when his face was between my legs, and the only thing for me to do was receive and fill up on the pleasure of it. Yeah, I'm down, of course, whatever you want, he replied with gentle sincerity. I exhaled the breath I was holding and felt my shoulders drop. I took a sip of my cocktail before saying, "Thank you." I want this, I continued, but even thinking about it is making me tense. Overgiving to essentially avoid the horrors of fully receiving what you already offer is the norm. I get it. And yeah, seriously, I'm down. Promise. It's all good. He reached over and squeezed my arm. Is there anything that's off the table? Any hard no's that you aren't interested in or okay with doing? I asked, already mapping out where our boundaries were going to be. He looked over my shoulder, up at the ceiling, and back to my face before replying with, "Nothing I can think of. I'm probably not going to be into anything extreme. I'm also not going to call you names or anything." Well, fuck, because I was really hoping you'd cuss me out and tell me what a disgusting slut I am before ramming your cock into my mouth. I winked at him. Okay, are you serious or joking? Because I can't tell, he asked with a flicker of fear in his eyes. I'm joking, mostly, I grinned. Okay, we're gonna table that until you're ready to disclose the depraved things you want me to say to you. He replied in a tone that made my clit twitch with curiosity. Are you saying you'd do that? Are you asking me to? We stared at each other, each of us waiting for the other to break. I went first. Not yet. It took almost 3 weeks to revisit the topic again. I wanted to be ready, although I didn't feel that was going to be something I'd ever really feel. I tiptoed on the edge of my original request by telling him precisely what I wanted when he asked about what to do on our next date. I want to get cocktails at this bar I've been dying to go to, and then to the art gallery that's a few doors down, I said, via text instead of my usual, "I'm open." It may not look like much, but for someone who has lived in a way to make herself the most agreeable, to avoid disappointing anyone, or coming across as too high maintenance, being direct about my desire was a stretch. His agreeable response came quickly as usual, which was always appreciated. I liked the balance of our date planning. And sometimes he made suggestions first. Sometimes I did, and other times we'd wing it, meet up at his place, and decide from there. There was another situation where I told him exactly where I needed his cock. I got it wet with my mouth first and asked him to fuck me hard from behind, which he happily obliged. These were tiny instances of me test driving what it might feel like to ask for things directly and promptly receive them. I discovered that asking was easier than the receiving. It was the little voice in the back of my head whispering about being too much or taxing him or asking for something that didn't bring him pleasure, to which I imagine I'd feel mortified. Whenever these whisperings got started, I remind myself that we're both consenting to this. He did say yes, and hasn't backed away since doing so. So here we were, in the same bar we were at when I initially asked, now asking if we could play around with it tonight. Absolutely, we can. I was wondering if you still wanted to. You haven't said much about it since you brought it up. He tapped my foot under the table. I tapped his back and said, "That's because I've spent all this time working up the courage to do so." What are you afraid is going to happen? He leaned forward, his elbows on the table, face propped up on his right fist. That was the biggest question, right? A part of me felt like something was going to come crashing down on me for saying, "I want you to give me pleasure in this specific way." This part felt it was inappropriate for me to receive so much attention. I shrugged. I guess it's being too much, or asking for too much, or I don't know, asking for something you don't want to provide. He reached for my leg under the table and said, "You are not too much. I already enjoy having sex with you. I think you know my boundaries by now. So if you ask for something I can't provide, I'll just tell you it's really not a big deal." Placing my hand on his, I felt my shoulders drop again, my stomach relax, and my pussy turn on. "Should we get out of here then?" It was always dark in his place. He didn't like overhead light and usually had a lamp on, but it was off when we stepped in. I was the one to turn it on when he stepped into the bathroom. Perching on the edge of his bed, like I was about to lose my virginity, and hearing the faucet turn on, I felt vulnerable and small. I thought about rehearsing the asks of my wants before this moment, but didn't out of fear it may sound too forced and practiced. I figured I was gonna have to trust whatever wanted to come out in the moment. He joined me on the bed, tucking a piece of hair behind my ear, and said, "Tell me how you want to do this." The desire to run sparked, but instead of feigning a head or stomach ache, I took a deep breath, turned to face him, and said, "I want you to do what I ask until I ask for something else. And then afterwards, I want you to hold me and pet my hair and tell me you love me and you love the way I desire and the way I tell you about it and anything else you want to say. I really feel I need words of affirmation right now." "I can do that," he nodded. "Good. Now kiss me like you'll never get another chance to do so. I want to really feel it from you." We turned to fully face each other. He leaned in and at the same time pushed his hand through my hair. It made me think of the first time we made out and how much he touched my hair and how much I've missed it. The way he pushed his mouth against mine tenderly at first and then harder, more insistent, turned me on so much I wondered why I hadn't asked for this sooner. I worked to unbutton his shirt while I felt his hand slide down the side of my rib cage, his mouth never leaving mine, teeth stopping to trap my lower lip for a moment. "Kiss my neck," I instructed when he let my lip go. Again, he was gentle at first, only peppering my skin with kisses softer than moth wings, but increased his pressure until I felt his tongue, the rigidity of his teeth, my pussy begging me to beg him to let her consume his cock. But I didn't want to rush. He moved to the other side of my neck. I felt his hand slide over my chest, the energy of waiting for permission hovering between us thick as smoke. I didn't want him to stop, though. I've never had his mouth here for this long. Leaning back, I took him with me. He climbed on top of me, still making a meal out of my neck, pushing under the hem of my shirt, finding the satin of my bra, but not going any further. "Take it off," I finally said, and felt him go for it, unhooking the clasp, the snap of release feeling like relief to both of us. "I want your mouth on my nipples." He didn't hesitate, but he did stop to give my collarbone some attention on his way to my request. I watched him. It was now that my mind wanted to play games and tell me I wanted too much, was asking for too much. It reminded me I hadn't touched him yet and the things needed to balance out, and maybe I should just reach for his cock. But this was our agreement, though. I would do what I wanted, and it's not that I didn't want his cock in my mouth before the rest of me swallowed him. It's that particular course of action was typical, and I needed it to slow down and be something else. He moved from my right nipple to the left one, circling each one with the tip of his tongue before enveloping them with his lips, sucking, pulling a little, while I watched my skin stretch and work to settle my fluttering hummingbird heartbeat. "Put your cock in my mouth," I caved. I made a mental note that this was something to look at later, my inability to be fully still and receive. "Where do you want me?" he asked, still sliding his tongue over the stiff point of my nipple. "Standing, but don't come though," I replied, following him off the bed and feeling the weight of his hand on top of my head once I got on my knees. "Look at me," he said as I took him into my mouth. I didn't. I licked the underside of his length, closed my eyes before saying, "I'll do what I want." Teasing and being playful with him was easier than telling him what to do. He liked it when I had a mouthful of him, lips sopping wet and dripping onto my thighs while he stood over me. My eyes focused on his, but he could have all he wanted next time. I delighted in how he slid against my tongue and how th the thick muscle of his thighs felt beneath my palms, and hearing his breathing speeding up. But my mind was too busy to fully be present with him. Tidal waves of fear were crashing into my awareness. I had reached my capacity for this dynamic tonight. Slowing down to a stop, tears threatening, I stood up, whispering, "I'm sorry," as I wrapped my arms around him. Returning my hug, he said into my hair, "What's going on? Are you okay?" And then said, "Here, let's sit down," as he led me to the edge of the bed. I laced my fingers with his and shook my head. "It's just a little too much for me right now." "That's okay. And we can stop. Is there something else going on?" "No, I'm just getting overwhelmed. It's all the feelings of the too muchness, the things we've already talked about that are just crowding my ability to really be here." I kissed his shoulder. "Is now a good time to give you more words of affirmation?" he asked. "Please." I looked up at him. "You are exactly as you are supposed to be. You are the perfect amount of everything." He turned to face me and took my other hand. Honestly, this was hot as fuck. Listening to you, hearing the strength in your voice as you told me what you wanted, and really owning it is definitely something I'd like to hear and do again when you're up for it. I love you, and you are perfect to me. You're enough, and this was really fun. "Thank you." I kissed him. "I do want to come back to this, but I just need to let everything calm down a bit and take some space from it. Not from you or sex or anything, but from this kind of thing," I replied, brushing tears off my cheeks. "It is all good. I'm not going anywhere," he squeezed my hands. "Well, except maybe the freezer for ice cream if you want." Oh my God, Yes, please. Feed me as much as you want.